Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Eric.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. This was one of those weeks. I'll give you an example. This was one of those weeks where we were down in Atlanta. We were at Mean Street Studios, and I looked around, and we're with DJ Drama and Don Cannon and Green Lantern and Jack Harlow.
Premier, Royce the 5'9", a few other people.
Lil James.
Yeah.
And I really had to stop and be like, where am I? And not like, where am I in the sense of like, oh my God, how did we get here? But literally, how did we get here? How did we get here? What city am I in? I don't understand. Did that happen to you?
I was not on drugs. All so.
Right. But I had no idea. It was one of those very, very long weeks. It started back here in New York. We got the Hot 97 Ebro in the Morning interview that went up. We had the
Breakfast Club
interview that went up. Mm-hmm. And both were received super well. If you guys have not had a chance to check them out, please do. They're on YouTube. We got ready for our show on
Wednesday.
Two Jews and two Black dudes review the movies. And it went great.
All three Black dudes showed up.
It went great. Shout out to Styles P, Sheik Luch, and Jadakiss. At this point, I think everybody knows what Two Jews and Two Black Dudes Review the Movies is.
Yeah, I mean, I would hope so. And if not, you know, again, go to the Breakfast Club or Hot 97 interviews.
Right.
And we, so we watched Jurassic Park.
With the crowd, and we did commentary during it. We stopped the movie, and we would talk about things every time a goat was being fed to a Tyrannosaurus Rex. Jeff would then stop the movie and shout.
I said it was Tekashi.
There you go. Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Treyway.
The GOAT. We had a great audience in the building. We had just a great time on stage.
Yo, by the way, Jada had never seen Jurassic Park.
The first one. Yeah, so that was an experience in itself.
Yeah.
He was laying down. Sheik Luch was smoking and puffing all of that smoke in Jeff's face.
Yep.
And Styles was so comfortable that he took his shoes off.
Yeah.
So it was it was just like we do back at the studio in Yonkers,
mm-hmm.
but with a crowd, and we had a great time as promised, and we can't wait to do more.
Well, actually, the Locks can't wait to do more.
That's really awesome.
No one
too.
Is more excited than Jadakiss, and he's not even part of it.
Jada was like, yo, I need some of those Rough Rider shirts. So we may need to get some of those Rough Rider shirts back at the printers and make some for Jadakiss.
Yeah.
And maybe, I don't know, you want to do another small run for the people because the interest is so much?
Yeah, let's All do right. it.
We did these awesome t-shirts, a very limited run with Rough Riders commemorating this event, and maybe we'll do a small run and put it up on the website, right?
Yeah.
All right. And then we went down to A3C the next morning. I was just exhausted after the show. We got to the airport and we flew down to Atlanta, and you know, we had never been to A3C.
No.
So we didn't know what to expect. This is a conference and a festival. We've done Bonnaroo. We've done Austin City Limits. We've done South by Southwest.
We've signed NDAs.
Yeah. We have been at festivals before, but
this was like rap college.
It was. Yeah. You know, we checked into our hotel.
We take two steps out of the hotel, look to our right. There's a coffee shop, and behind the glass is some guy who's on the phone who is pointing at us and screaming, and he runs out to like come say hi to us, and is still on the phone but still screaming and still pointing, and he's just like, and the guy was still on the phone, and I was just like, I love this city. Like, I would move down here in a second if this is the reception I get.
So when we stepped foot in that lobby, the Louder Milk Center, where everything is happening,
pandemonium.
We were the Beatles.
we were Justin Bieber.
We were the Migos in Atlanta.
Some girl said we were the most famous people there, and I thought, well, then they need to get more famous people.
It was, you know, we're two guys who sit in front of these microphones in our apartment. So it's and we do the work in our apartment, and we have people come over to our apartment. So it's a lot of like, you never know how far the reach is, or you never know the effect that your product may have beyond these four walls. And to be in another city, and we've been recognized
all over
the United States.
It doesn't matter.
But in a concentration... Oh, it does matter. But in a concentration like this, it is pretty humbling, to be completely honest, when people walk up and they're like, yo, you are legends. Or there's a group of people at this backyard performance.
Well, that was crazy. So Eric was giving like a sermon to like 10 people at this very crowded party. They were all just like leaning in to hear every word he said.
But even like when we went and visited the Trap Music Museum that T.I. organized, which was great.
Yeah.
When we went to Mouse Jones's party that DJ Holiday was spinning at. When we were going to lunch, or when we were going to the hotel, or wherever we went, we were met with the best energy and the best spirits from all these people who love hip hop just like we do. And it was awesome to see, you know, older folks, younger kids, it didn't matter. Shout out to everybody in Atlanta who showed us so much love. We can't wait to go back.
Yeah.
So we're taping this on the Monday after A3C. And I know last night there was this stampede that occurred because people were saying that there might have been gunshots in VIP, and it cut Lil Wayne's show very short. And I really hope that experience, horrible as it may have been, does not take away from the joy and positivity that a collection of so many great people in one place throughout that whole week stood for. So shout out to Mike, who runs that festival down there. Shout out to everybody who took part in the festival. That's people who were working it and people who were attending it. It was awesome. We can't wait to get back to Atlanta, and we can't wait to go back for A3C next year. Jeff, one of the best parts of this trip to Atlanta was the fact that after 10 years of being internet friends, we finally got to meet and hang out with all day and night our friend, Fresh Alina.
Yes, Fresh, who ran Crunk and Disorderly, crunktastical.net. She is the birth mother to so many bloggers and so many writers out there, and doesn't get enough credit.
Right.
We have her on the podcast today.
Yeah. You know, we do talk about all the things you want to hear, some of her most trafficked posts, some of her most notorious people that she put on, some of her favorite times in the what do we call it? The 2005, 2006, 2007, 2008 range, whatever that is.
Yeah. The D4L era.
But all that aside, we get into her origin story, how she grew up outside of Jacksonville, the girls that she would run down on over there at Walmart, the jobs that she took, and how she got into this blogging world and made a career out of something that was honestly just a hobby for her, as she would go on the internet and talk to strangers in all different parts of this country, what the internet meant to her, how she explains it to her mother, and how she transitioned out of that blog era into what she's doing today across so many mediums. It was really nostalgic for us. It was hilarious for us. And this is a very gratifying podcast, because this is one of our peers who always supported us. We always supported her, and we love this era. So I'm personally thrilled that we got to make this happen, and Fresh lived up to everything that we thought, and is the most gracious and funny and dope person around. So get ready for an awesome podcast today on A Waste of Time with It's The Real, but also make sure to check out a few episodes from our past. We've done 210 different episodes. You guys should totally check them out. Don't just ask us whether we've had this person or that person. Make sure that you listen to all those episodes, especially the ones that Jeff has to recommend to you right now.
Yes, like number 88, Premium Pete.
Shout out to Premium Pete, who got to hang out with us and Fresh a whole bunch down in A3C. If you guys think you know Premium Pete's story from the Combat Jack show, if you think you know Premium Pete's story from his amazing show right now called The Premium Pete Show, you may not have an idea about his background of growing up in Brooklyn, how he made his way over to New Jersey, but his experiences in shoes, his experiences with the streets, his experiences of getting into media, and his experiences of being a phenomenal father. Shout out to Premium Pete, episode 88.
Number 53, Brendan Frederick.
B-Fred, who is now running Genius.com, which is more than just a lyrics website. It is an all-encompassing multimedia conglomerate right now, but B-Fred, who was previously at Complex, and before that, XXL and Scratch Magazine, and just has a super dope story and journey. When Elliot Wilson didn't know what to make of the internet and was just focused on print, BeFred was fighting for turning XXLmag.com into what could have been the Golden State Warriors of the internet. He brought in Fresh, who's on the podcast today. He brought in Byron Crawford. He brought in DJ Drama and Sycamore and Nas and...
Nas the writer.
Yeah, Nas the writer and so many more people in to write on a regular basis and was a hub for rap internet nerds like us.
Oh, Chris X.
Chris X. A whole lot of people. And BeFred saw the future, and we talked about it on his podcast, episode number 53.
Number 58, Angie Martinez and Misinfo.
So we talk about Minya on this episode with Fresh, but we also love the fact that we had Minya and Angie on together, two really longtime friends in this business of rap and in the business of radio, and we got into them being mothers and venturing out from the Hot 97 circles and really how each one transitioned into new phases of their lives. And it was a monumental episode for us, two friends of ours who we got to talk with honestly and openly about how they made it from their very humble beginnings to being at the top of their craft.
Also, be sure to subscribe, rate, and comment on iTunes. And I just want to give a special shout out to everybody who came up to us in Atlanta saying that they like the tall one, the curly one.
That happened at the club. That was crazy.
I also want to give a special shout out to the one guy who was walking with three other black men who said, "Where are the three black dudes?" to us, which is weird out of context because it's like, well,
with you.
Yeah, they're with you. But he was talking about our three black dudes, which would be...
The Locks.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jada and Styles and Sheik Luch. Go check out Two Jews and Two Black Dudes Review the Movies. Jeff, when do you want to get into this episode?
Right now.
Yo, what up? It's Eric, a.k.a. Atlanta Symphony Orchestra, a.k.a. Throwdem Bows.
Yo, what up? It's Jeff, a.k.a. Standing Outside Magic City, a.k.a. Parking Lot Simpin'.
Hey, and it's your player partner, Pershina, a.k.a. Thicken and Cold Group, a.k.a. Snackabelly the Don. What's at?
Yeah, this is a waste of time, this is the real. Fresh, what's happening?
Nothing. It's hot as hell outside.
Yo, we're down here in Atlanta.
Hey.
You know, this episode has been so many years in the making.
So many. That's how I told my mama last night. You doing what with who?
You're like, I have to go to Atlanta.
I do.
I have to sit down with these two guys.
Because I wanted to tell, like, you know, they've been fucking with me from the beginning.
From the beginning.
You know, my mom is a nice Christian woman.
Oh,
you know?
Does she have any Jewish friends?
Yes, she loves her white babies at work, as she calls them.
Mm-hmm.
Her white daughters.
So, also, yeah. Jesus. What do you love and what do you hate about Atlanta?
Love the people.
Mm-hmm.
Love the people. Just, you know, the spirit of Atlanta is just A1. What I hate is fucking traffic.
But you never thought about, like, living here permanently?
No. Yeah. Fuck no. If anything, like, I would live, like, in the outskirts.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I can't do Fulton County every day.
Do you need, like, lots of land?
Yeah.
Privacy?
Yeah.
Yeah. People leave you alone?
The fuck alone.
Yeah.
Yes. Or just, like, you know, I'm laid back chilling. Like, I saw a fox in my front yard the other day. Like, that's top two craziest things I saw this month. Number one being Nivea has a new music video out.
So you...
So that's crazier than seeing the fox.
So you do still stay, like, checking on some of your favorites.
Yeah. All the time.
Your favorites from 2000.
Did you listen? Man, it's Nivea season. What is y'all talking about? She did that thing with BET. She on Wayne new album.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
That video. It's Nivea season. Y'all better suit up.
What do you wear for Nivea season?
Some crazy bangs. Snow boots.
If you think about, like, prime crunktastical time, who were your favorite people to cover? Like, did you get involved with, like, the Christina Milian, like...
The Dream?
Yeah, the Dream situation.
I had my jokes like everybody else. Like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
My favorite people would just be, like, just really, like, flops, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, people that nobody else gave a fuck about. Or, like, people just, like, that would randomly show up to the events. It's like, wait a minute. Bokeem Woodbine? Okay. Let me make this post all about you. Or Norwood Young, who y'all probably don't know who the fuck that is. See, y'all got some homework now. Norwood Young.
Is that Lil Baby's government?
I wish it was.
Is that Brandy's government?
Listen, Verdeen White from Earth, Wind & Fire.
All right. Yeah,
I remember when Anna Nicole Smith and James Brown died, they died around the same time.
Yeah.
And it was like they had them bodies in the broom closets for the longest before they put them people where they needed to be at.
Yeah, so we had
a counter on the site seeing who was going to beat who.
Yo, Fresh, where are you originally from?
I am originally from, I'm not going to say the exact town.
All right.
People on the internet are fucking weird.
Yeah.
But it is a small little area right outside of Jacksonville.
All right.
Okay, but what's the exact address?
Now.
Is it like a one stoplight town?
No.
Okay.
What was the name of your elementary school first grade teacher?
I can't remember, but second and third, Miss Bailey.
All right.
Fourth, Miss Alderman. Fifth, Miss, it's something like Macintosh Toshiba, some shit.
Yeah. Oh, so she was a computer.
Yeah.
So what was growing up in the South like for you?
Really non-eventful. It was really chill.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Big family? Small family?
Medium.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
Oh, my immediate family.
Yeah, yeah.
Just one brother.
Just one brother?
Yeah.
Older?
Older.
What was that like?
It was cool because, like, with him, because he's way more of, like, well, at least back when we was younger, social butterfly. So we always had a bunch of people at our house.
Yeah.
So it was always a bunch of, like, teenage boys at the crib, but not like, you know, I wasn't in the back room getting fingered or nothing like that,
right? Yeah.
But you know, like, as far as like a lot of like my influences, like musically and like things I was just like interested in, like I was like a song boy.
Yeah.
Because I just would be around so many boys. But before your lesbian listeners get carried away, no, baby, I know, you know. No.
So what kind of music were they bringing into the house?
The crazy thing is, and he used to pick at me all the time, was like, I was really into, like, we say up north rap.
Yeah.
So, like, the only people from the South that I was really listening to like that would be, like, you know, Outkast. Anybody that was Dungeon Family.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, of course, like, Miami bass and stuff like that. But, like,
you were really into, like, Red Cafe. You
were
really into Gravy.
No, I was really into, like, anybody that was on Def Jam.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Anybody really that was getting featured in, like, The Source.
How did The Source find its way into your house?
Walmart.
All right.
And going and buying it. But you remember Blaze?
Yeah.
The other day? Mm-hmm. Well, like, it was some kids coming around, like, from house to house selling magazine subscriptions back in the day.
And you guys bought them?
My mama brought me Blaze.
All right.
And then when Blaze went out, you know, Vibe somehow took over. I don't know if they was, like, up under Vibe or
whatever. Mm-hmm.
So I used to get my, that's how I got my hip-hop fix.
Were all your friends into hip-hop like you?
No, but my best friend was really into Lil Wayne. And I always tell her, like, girl, if you was like an A&R or some shit, you would be so rich. Because, no lie, like, I'm going to ask her for the pictures. Like, her whole bedroom was like Lil Wayne pictures. Like, this is back when, you know,
Hot Boys.
Right On and all of that. Yeah. Like, the magazines with the posters or whatever. Like, she had a Lil Wayne pillowcase. And this is, like, really impressive for, like, 2002, 2003.
And by the way, Lil Wayne got paid off of none of that.
None of it.
All the merchandise, none of it.
Yeah.
Got fucked over. But, like, yeah, we used to watch Baller Blocker every time I would go over to her house.
Damn. Yeah, she was really into Wayne.
Really into Wayne.
You were more of a Turk girl?
I was.
Yeah.
I was an unofficial fine hot boy. So, yeah.
You grew up loving hip hop. Did you know you wanted to be in any type of hip hop circle?
I did, but, like, the crazy thing is.
Did you rap?
I tried to rap for one whole day, and I was like, you know what? This ain't for me. Hey, wait, I tried it in the eighth grade.
Just do, like, real quick right now, like, a quick 100 bars.
I'm not even. No, I don't even. No.
Did you have a rap name? Did it get that far?
It was like Iceberg Shorty or Iceberg something.
You are,
like,
shit. You are definitely an up north rapper.
Yeah.
How much
like
coke
iceberg
were you moving?
Yeah. It was Iceberg. Just regular, just Bird.
Damn.
Had my little symbol and everything.
One day. That was it.
That was it. That was it.
Did you have friends who rapped?
Oh, yeah. I did. And my cousin.
Was he a good rapper?
Mm-hmm.
Did you think, like, all right, I can manage him, or?
I actually did try that. Like, he was in a group. So I was doing that, like, not even that long ago.
Whoa.
Oh, so, yeah.
Was he the Wayne of the group? Or the Turk?
He was more like the Juvie.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. You know, Juvie was a star back then, but, you know. Now, I don't know. I ain't gonna throw
degree under the bus.
Right. By the time you get into high school, what do you think that you want to do with your life?
I wanted to do so many damn different things that none of it connected. One time I wanted to be a forensic pathologist.
Whoa.
One time I wanted to be a hairdresser.
What was your first job?
Arby's, working the front line.
Did you love Arby's or did that make you hate Arby's?
I love Arby's, even to this day.
In your heart.
Yes, because, you know, it was just A1. Like, Arby's was like Chick-fil-A before, like, Chick-fil-A was Chick-fil-A.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Is it really America's Roast Beef, yes, sir?
I don't know what that shit is, to be honest. Like, Arby's chicken, A1. Yeah. But that roast beef, you know. But, yeah, it was the front line. I was 15. I really couldn't do shit because, like, you got to be like 16 and older to work the little slicer or whatever, and I couldn't drop fries, so all I could do was like take orders and pan people shit.
What were your hours like after, like, school?
Nah, it was summer, so it was like 10 to 2 or something like that, something real, like prepping that horseradish. See me shining. I was like ace boogie.
You do this job over the summers, what are you spending your money on?
Clothes.
Not like CDs?
Nah, cause like that was like 10th grade, I think. So it was like, I was cool still watching Rap City and like The Basement or whatever. But I will say, like, I would take my babysitting money and buy CDs with, because I remember buying Memphis Bleek debut album with some babysitting money from Blockbuster, and I was so disappointed. I was like, what is this shit?
Damn.
I just spent my $20. And that's when CDs was $20.
Yeah.
So I was like, this is a bulk of my money. What the fuck? I could have bought me some weed.
Have you forgiven him at this point?
I have.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Because, like, yeah, that was bae. So it's like, you know, I was throwing up the rock, representing Malik Cox all day. But damn, that $20, that hurt my pocket.
Damn. Did you see people live? Like, were you going to concerts?
Nah, hell no. Nah. Like, I'll say, who the fuck would I see live in Jacksonville? Like, JC Money? Like, no.
No one was really making that circuit?
Not really. And if they would, they was just like coming through, breezing through. You know, like, it got a little bit better, you know, as I got older or whatever. But
did, like, you feel like,
I was young, I couldn't go to the club.
Did you feel like you were far away from everything?
Yeah. But at the same time, I wasn't tripping because I was just like, I don't really care. I like hip hop, but I'm just not trying to be of the culture at this point in my life. So like, I don't give a fuck. Long as, you know, magazines is coming out, I'm cool.
Yeah.
And
so
then I had the internet.
When did the internet come into your life?
Officially, like 1997.
So AOL?
Nah, we had it through the phone company.
All right.
TDS, man. We was, you know,
TDS.
We had that dial-up. Yeah.
What are you getting into online?
I made my first website when I was in seventh grade. So
what?
Yep.
What was it?
Something. This is horrible. It was something with, like, some, you know, you remember, like, the little paper dolls that was dressed in thought clothes with the sparkly glitter backgrounds with, like, Black Planet shit? Like,
that was it.
It was, like, during that time, we was just like, hey, y'all, my name's Sharika or whatever. You know, these are my favorite shows. These are my favorite, you know, bands or whatever. It was just real basic.
Where was it hosted?
Angel. It was a couple of things. Angel Fires, GeoCities, Tripod, Lycos. I think they were the same thing.
Yeah. We've just lost every single one of our.
See, I'm old, man. I'm old on the internet. Like, no, I remember all those places. I'm ancient.
Did you make friends with other people who had websites?
Mm-hmm. We used to talk like on Instant Messenger.
Yahoo Messenger?
Yeah, Yahoo chat rooms was better because you could talk on the mic and stuff.
Who were you talking with? Like, what was your, like, area of interest? Probably
perverted old-ass men. Old-ass white men from Wyoming. I don't know. Just talking to people. Be like, hey, y'all, what's up? What's happening? Like, you know, y'all used to call the party line back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
Like that. Like,
except just be on the internet.
Yeah, and somebody be playing some music. Be like, hey, turn that up. Or turn it off.
What did that show you as a young high school girl?
That people are crazy as hell. But, like, I still wasn't thinking, like, this can become something. It was just more so, like, this is fun.
So you didn't think of yourself as, like, a personality or anything?
Mm-mm. No. I still really don't think of myself as a personality.
Really?
I just see myself as just regular me.
You're just a forensic, you know, scientist.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah. So by the end of high school, what kind of internet stuff are you doing?
well, Black Planet was booming. So, mm-hmm. you know, I was really into Black Planet, really into making different Hotmail accounts every week.
What were some of your email addresses?
Visualizer85, but Visualizer spelled like V-I-Z-U-L-A-H 85.
Mm. By the way, Visualizer85 would be a good rap name right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Trying to tell you.
Yeah.
Still may need to come up with that.
There you go.
But I was just like, just chilling on the internet, really. Like, I wasn't, you know, this 2003, so.
Right.
It wasn't really popping like that. Like, yeah. It was like, you know, a couple sites. You just check your damn email.
Thug.com, yeah.
Yeah. And like, you remember OHHLA.com?
Yeah, the lyric site.
That was like Rap Genius before, you know,
absolutely.
Rap Genius. But other than that, like, you know, you just check a damn email all the time. And looking at, like, Baby Fat.
There were no, like...
Oh, and, like, I was really into, like, again, because I was a tomboy, so I used to go on NBA.com, and, like, at the time before... They really built it out and had all of this amazing content. Like, they just used to have, like, the stats
mm-hmm.
on every, like, thing that was going on the front page. And that was really it. So, I was, like, at the time, I was, like, Rain Man when it came to random NBA stats, like, 2002, 2003.
Who was your team?
I always have to say, like, because I was an Iverson fan, so you already know.
Did you have his jerseys?
To pull for all that. I had his rookie card. I think I still got it.
All right. Well, now you can flip that.
Yep.
He's a Hall of Famer now.
Penny Hardaway. Penny Hardaway.
Yeah.
You know, that was Bay too.
Did your family understand what the internet meant or meant to you?
No. Because my mom was like, man, why are you always on the computer so much? Like, that would be my punishment whenever I do something bad in school or whatever. Like, she would unplug the keyboard and the mouse from the desktop.
So you could just look at it, but you couldn't move anything.
Yeah.
That is punishment.
That is.
What bad things were you doing in school?
Everything. Talking back, being disruptive, throwing candy across the room.
So you're really sweet online, but in person.
That was the same. I feel like, you know, I was just not bad, but just like a, I had a bunch of energy.
Did you keep that same energy?
I did. I kind of mellowed out. Now, y'all getting the lame version. This is why we should have met 10 years ago. Right now.
So, were your friends just like you in high school?
Mm-hmm, for the most part.
Did you do any extracurricular activities?
Hell no.
Nothing?
No. Going to school was enough.
Yeah.
Nah, I was doing that shit in middle school, but, you know, by the time I got in high school, like... And then, because, again, I got an older brother. My older brother, I was bad, but he was just fucking horrible.
Whoa.
So, he used to get in fights all the time, like... bringing weed to school or whatever, like in alternative school and everything else. So like by the time I got to high school, everybody was like, you gonna be hell.
Oh no,
you gotta watch you. But like, you know,
and they were right.
Yeah, but I wasn't fighting or nothing like that. I got into like pre-fights, but not like, you know.
Well, what was your record?
I didn't get into fights because like people either will back down or get, you know, broken up.
So, oh, like, so you were undefeated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We was about that. We gonna catch you outside of school action. So, you know, we used to pull up on people at their job. You know, pull up people at Walmart, Cracker Barrel. And that's just what it is.
Oh, right by the rocking chairs?
Yeah.
No, we wait for it. You know, you talk that shit. We gonna wait for you. We gonna find out where you work at.
Any of those people still in your life at this point?
Yes. My cousin married the girl that we was gonna jump at Walmart.
Wow, they jumped the broom. Do you see her at family functions?
Yeah, I see. Matter of fact, coincidentally enough, like I saw her at Walmart last time I seen her. She was like,
just, she working?
I was like, hey, girl. Like, no, she was shopping or whatever.
She was running away.
Exactly. Yeah, right. Yeah.
I was like,
cross
hey, girl,
the street
you
when you
good?
See me. Yeah.
I seen you. Like, yeah. But you know, that was teenage shit.
What was the name of your crew?
We didn't have one. I know we used to like, we used to be four deep. So if I had to come up with a name, I would say we four deep. Because, you know, damn, what's the name of that car? It was like, we used to call it a mini PT, like PC Cruiser.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a PC Cruiser. It was something that was like that, though. Because, like, the first time we had pulled up, like, at McDonald's after a football game, somebody's like, damn, we see y'all in a mini PT. We was like, yep. You already know. But... Damn, I can't remember the name of that car, but yeah.
Did you ever think about leaving your town that you grew up
yeah,
in?
Yeah, because at one point I was thinking about joining the Air Force because I took the ASVAB just to get out of class, and I scored really high on it. And so, like, they was on my ass. So I was thinking about just doing that. But,
And that would have got you out of town.
Yeah, that would have got me out of town. And then my brother eventually went to the army.
Yeah.
So, like, you know,
Did you think about the benefits of being in the service?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's why, you know, I was with it. And then I changed my mind. Like, I changed my mind with everything else.
You didn't go to the recruitment center.
I did.
Oh.
I did all of that.
They didn't try to close the deal?
They did, but when they was pushing for it, I was like, you know, give me a couple months to think about it. And then those couple of months, I was like, I don't know. And then I just started working, like, two regular jobs. And I was like, I don't think I'm going to do it.
What were those jobs?
Subway and working at the Navy. Is it Navy Exchange or Naval Exchange?
Whatever. Old Navy.
Not Old Navy, like the Navy Navy. Like Cracker Jack Uniform Navy.
So you flipped on the Air Force to go to the Navy?
Pretty much. But
thank you for your service to our country.
Yeah.
A sales associate. Yeah.
Rihanna's Navy?
TV. It was like, it's the exchange. So like.
Like the Army Navy store? Like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, 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 like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So were you dressed in fatigues?
No, I was dressed in regular clothes.
All right. I thought you were an up north like hip hop fan.
Yeah.
No, you can't come in there wearing that shit.
By the time you graduated high school, did you ever really figure out what you wanted to do for the rest of your life?
Nope.
Did anybody try to push you in a direction?
And that's how I ended up going to Job Corps. Because my mom was like, you got to do something. You got to figure it out. You know, you just only want to work a regular job. But I was just off of working a regular job. Like, I'm like, I ain't got no kids. I'm happy. I'm content. Again, this is like 2003, 2004. This is a whole different world.
Yeah.
It wasn't that much damn black girl magic in the world at that point.
But you were still online?
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
And
just for fun.
What kind of sites did you have then?
I would be in like the chat room at defjam.com a lot, mm-hmm. talking to people, and really just reading a lot of like personal blogs.
So was the Def Jam chat room about just rap shit?
Nah, it was just people in there, like just like a Yahoo Messenger chat room.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it was just people in there.
And your at was what?
I don't even remember.
Mm. Does that mean you do remember and you don't want to say it?
Nah, I don't remember. I know my name on Instant Messenger was like Sunshine something. I don't know. But it was, again, Sunshine spelled with a Y. Keep it, you know, playing.
You know, you did say that, like, you know, there wasn't a lot of black girl magic back then. But, like, who was making you feel good about you?
Watching Making a Band and seeing, like, you know, all of the kids at that time come up, because I wanted to be like the first season, Allison, who was on Making a Band, who was like the den mother. I was like, I could do Allison's job. Like, I would want to do something like that. So, like, you know.
But you're from a small town.
Way, I thought you were going to be like, I don't know, Fred?
Freddie no. P? Yeah, yeah.
No.
No, but you're from a small town just near Jacksonville. That's
not really thinking like that.
But that's like, you know, that's Puff in a building in New York City.
Yeah.
So when you think like, oh, I could do what they do, was there any plan to go do what they do?
No. It was just like, I would love to have that job. That looks fun. But yeah. other than that, like, you know, I was really keeping myself in a box. Now y'all got me feeling bad. Like, damn, bitch.
No.
You're basic as fuck.
No.
Because you're bad, but you also were bougie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Child, not even.
No, but we see the embers of potential, right?
Yeah.
But when did you see it in yourself to create something that you thought, you know what? I don't care about my Subway job. I don't care about the Army Navy store. And maybe there's something in that Def Jam chat room, and I want to do this regularly.
Well, I guess because I did go to Job Corps for like a year. And so when I came back home and I just kind of, you know, got back into playing around on the computer, and I ended up making a site, which was Crunktastical. I made Crunktastical because it was like I was bored. It wasn't nothing for me to do.
Now, were these conversations you were having in real life, too, amongst your friends?
Fuck no.
Nah,
because my friends was just on some like, try to get married, have kids type shit. Like, pretty much how
get caught at Walmart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the only people who understood you were like grown white men in Wyoming.
My brother and random strangers on the internet. Like, I never talked about this shit in real life. Like, I just recently started, like, people around me starting to understand what it is that I do. Like, maybe 3 years ago.
But back then, so 2004?
I started my site like 2005, but like 2004, like I was still in Job Corps. So
2005, who are you interested in? Who are you talking about in the music business? Who like was really your fancy?
anybody that was like being covered in Double XL. Mm. But like as far as like me as like who was I listening to?
No. Who was just like somebody that you were just like, well, that's fodder for conversation.
I'm trying to think. Just any and everybody whoever was doing something dumb. Oh, I felt like it was worth talking about.
Crunktastical.com.
Yeah, but .net. Somebody had got the .com because I had Crunktastical at block, the little dot block spot.
Yep.
And then that took off, and then somebody went and got my name. And I was like,
squatted on it?
Yes. And I was like, I'm not paying for that shit.
Right.
And this is like way back in the day. This is what I preached to like clients of mine. Like, yo, just go ahead and just scoop everything up because yeah. You do not want to be like me.
Right.
So wait.
So when you're building the site, you start crunktastical .blogs.com.
Mm-hmm.
When do you notice that traffic is like picking up, that people are starting to pay attention to you, that you have more of an audience than just like, you know, 10 people?
I would say like maybe a couple months in, because like I was really active on other people's sites. So like Byron Crawford, mm-hmm. like he would like publish, I want to say every day around 10 or 11 or whatever. So I used to be writing the comments, talking and, you know, just, you know, talking to other people I would meet over there. And
did people in the chat rooms hip you to him, or?
I don't know how I found out about Byron. I really don't know, but I'm glad I did.
Probably like an all hip hop or something, or like SOHH. Like
I used to work for them, but that was after I started my site.
Mm.
But like, I don't know how I found out about Byron, but shout out to him.
So yeah. You learned that you should post multiple times a day at certain points, and those might get more traffic than others?
That was like further along, because like when I first started, like I would just post like once a day, and it would be just something real one-off. So I remember one of my first posts was about Dave Chappelle going to Africa.
Yeah.
And it was just like somebody had photoshopped a picture of him like dressed as some kind of Zimbabwe warrior and shit. And I just posted it and wrote maybe like three sentences, and that was it.
When did you realize that you had something and that something had a very specific voice?
When the editor at SOHH reached out to me like, yo, you're funny. Do you want to come work for us? And I was like, you get paid? Hell yeah, I want to work for y'all.
And so, what did that entail?
Just keeping up with like gossip, entertainment news or whatever.
Which is what you were regularly doing anyway.
Yeah. That was right on my alley.
Yeah, like what, how many like websites were you looking at? And like, did you have like Google search terms or whatever?
No, because it was like the only websites that I was really like looking at that time was just like other bloggers. Like blogs or whatever, mm-hmm. and then like message boards, like Lipstick Alley, mm-hmm. my favorite message board of all time.
What was your name on there?
I always lurk. To this day, I still lurk. I've never made an account.
Mm. Really?
Yeah. I love that fucking site.
I remember you have, like, which I think was really unique. You actually like had accounts with like Getty Images and paid for like those things. Yeah. So you'll lurk on these sites, mm-hmm. but you will actually pay for it.
Yeah, because even to this day, I love Lipstick Alley, because like if you want honest, raw, genuine feedback, mm-hmm. like message boards are just it.
How seriously did you take being somebody behind your name? Like not telling people in real life that like you were Fresh Alina.
Oh, I didn't care.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I still really don't care, because I feel like, you know, we talk shit about y'all. If you want to come talk shit about me, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I'm kind of like, you know, chill with a lot of like just personal stuff nowadays, because I got mixed up in some shit.
Yeah.
You know, like, even though I was on the computer, like I wasn't spending all my time on the damn computer.
Right.
So it's like, you know.
So did you ever have a moment early on where, so Byron, you know, sort of got famous about talking his shit, and it didn't matter if, you know, he said someone's name or not, you know, he was ready to seemingly go face to face. Did you have any early interactions with people who took umbrage with what you said?
Nah, because like my shit was just always like said in humor.
Yeah.
And y'all know, like, you can say a lot more with humor.
Yeah.
Then with, you know, the straight face of trying to come out and preach to somebody. But my shit was just always jokes. And because you remember Kanye was a blogger for like a couple months.
Kanye University?
Like, yeah. Like, he used to, we was all on his blog roll. Like me, Nah Ride, YBF. Like, it was like a bunch of Concrete Loop.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, I always would tell people, like, look, if this nigga can laugh at himself, I'm going to need for everybody just to calm down. Really, so
who's now he cannot laugh at himself, by the way. Right. God. Yeah, whose blog roles were you on early,
as like a site, mm-hmm. or like, or have them on my blog
both role? Yeah, That was such a thing. That was such a specific thing.
Like,
that was thing.
Just like
people got
asking a bitch to prom.
People, like, yeah. People caught feelings if they weren't on yours.
Right. Yeah. You get mad at somebody removing from your blog. Yeah. Like, I never did
the
all of that.
The order meant
shit.
Something to.
Nah, like, it was just really everybody from back in the day because I was like, yo, we all different. So I really wasn't ever like tripping. Like, I'm not in the competition.
Because
I think, like,
well, no one was doing what you were doing at first, you know?
Yeah, it's like blog is just not the people that suck at shit. Like, it's not that fucking serious. Yeah. Like, you know, we all different. Like, you could guarantee the latest news on music, on Concrete Loop and fashion and Black history. Then you go to the YBF, get more in-depth with the fashion, gossip, trends, whatever. And then Nah Right got you covered with hip. It was just all different. So it's just like, I'm not really in competition with none of y'all. Like,
right.
So wasn't tripping.
Did anybody ever shout you out in a song?
Yeah, it was some well, SoundCloud before it was SoundCloud type dude. But
was this
yeah.
your cousin?
Nah, it was some random dude. I forget his name. I wish I would have.
Damn.
You know,
Jeff Rosenthal.
Yeah.
Really paid attention to what his name was. It was some random dude. Oh. Shout out to him wherever he at. Whatever regular job his ass probably working at.
So you went to SOHH.com mm-hmm. and you did some work for them. Mm-hmm. But when did you focus on your site?
Well, when, because I wasn't always at SOHH. Like, I got scooped up from them. Elliot, this when he was building Double XL.
Yeah.
Mad,
when he realized that online mattered.
Yep. When he stopped talking shit about us on the editorial ceremony.
Yeah.
And so he was like, yo, my wife put me on to you, blah, blah. I love your stuff. We love to have, you know, you have your own column over here. I'm like, yeah, that sounds good. But in the back of my head, I'm thinking like, but that check going to be like, and then he threw me an offer. I was like, oh, shit, that's double of what y'all paying me over here. So I'm out. But before I left, the lady who was in charge of the site over there, like, we talked on the phone and she was like, you know, it's cool to work for somebody, but you want to position yourself to get a check on your own where you don't need to work for Double XL, like, mm-hmm. this person, that person.
This is the person that's hiring you?
Nah, this is the person I'm leaving.
I know. Oh, yeah. Gotcha. Yeah.
Because Ellie was like, nah, we won't. We assembling the, all these, you know, bloggers and personalities, because it was like me, Byron,
Drama,
Dallas, yeah, that Sycamore,
yep,
and
Nas.
I'm probably forgetting, yeah, all over this. I'm just like, shit,
yeah,
this is up,
yeah, and big shout out to B Fred, who was a big part of all
that,
like,
that
coordination.
Was that's who taught me how to write good headlines.
Mm.
Yeah,
do you remember any good ones from then?
No,
oh, okay,
but I remember he gave me a lot of game on Instant Messenger, and he told me about It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I still ain't never watched that shit, but he told me about it.
But I remember you writing, did you write like once a week for them?
Man, I was lazy as fuck. I was supposed to write every day. But again, like, this 19, 20-year-old me, I was like, man, I'm getting my money regardless.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, and then Elliot was kind of out.
Yeah.
You know, kind of transitioned out the door, so it was kind of like, shit, this check coming anyway, so you ain't worried about it.
Yeah, it was great.
It's horrible. The more we sit here and I reflect back, I'm just so not shit. Like, I really, you know.
No, you were popping.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
We so looked forward to finding your posts whenever you would post them.
I was lazy as fuck, though. I'm saying, like, from a
But we still followed you on your site, too.
Yeah, because that's when I just started focusing all of my site, and then that's when I started to like, cross-link. You know, mm-hmm. from over there and bring people over to my shit.
Yeah.
Which will add more to my bag.
And you had the ads, the verticals and the
all that shit.
Yeah,
all skyscraper
art. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Background, everything. Everything's for fucking sale.
Who was the first big person to sort of buy out all the ads?
It was like a tie between Big Boy and 2 Chainz.
Wow.
But I'm giving it to Big Boy because it's my fave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, was it Titty Boy?
I'm trying to think. Nah, he was Chainz, man.
Okay.
He was Chainz because he had that Def Jam backing. So, yeah.
Mm.
But Big Boy, yeah. That was my first.
Yeah. So, okay. So, who reached out? Who was the first person to reach out artist-wise to be like, yo, I'm really fucking with your voice and you're awesome?
Pharrell.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What?
Pharrell.
Whoa.
He was like, you're funny. Keep doing what you do. I'm like, yeah.
Wait. How'd you know it was really him?
How'd you know it was Pharrell for real?
Yeah.
Because, like, at first, like, people would tell me, you know, like, people, like, handlers and people that's around or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, for real love, just like for real love. So I was like, yeah, that's nice. But I feel like, and I really do feel like this was an email from him, and he sent me an email.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, wait, so it was an email? Was
it was real short, though.
Was it like a Gmail, or was it like a custom, like at PharrellSomething.com?
It was like custom something.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But you received that, and you're just like, well.
I was like, yeah, that's what's up. But it's, at the same time, it's just like, you happy, but it's just like.
Well, did you tell people?
No. I don't tell people that shit. Because it's like, again, this is why I just don't really vibe with a lot of bloggers. It's like, y'all get so happy about shit that...
They make t-shirts with the emails on it now.
Yeah, like, it's just too much. Like, you know.
I don't know. I mean, we saw Green Lantern last night, and I told him again, like, how much it meant to me when he spotted me and Eric, like, at SOBs. Like,
so that's different, because that's you telling that person. But me just, like, randomly, like, just getting on some shit or being on social media and bragging about my resume or this person reaching out to me or whatever, like... Nobody give a fuck about that. Like, my friends in real life going through it.
Yeah.
So, it's like, Pharrell, email me, girl. How you doing?
Yeah, but yeah.
Like, bitch, my light's off. Like, so, like, no.
But you saw this as your career at this point, right?
Yes and no. Because it, to me, at that point, like, it was still, like, a lot of fun. Like, it didn't feel like work.
Mm-hmm.
So,
even though you were getting checks to your door.
But it was just, like, at any day, I'll still go get a regular job.
Well, what'd your mom think?
My mom thought it was funny. Like, she left me alone. She was like, whatever you doing, you know, you getting paid for doing it.
Well, wait, what was your mom doing, by the way?
A secretary at school.
A real job.
Yeah, a real job. That's, I always just wanted a real-ass job. Like, when I first started my blog, I was working at a bank as a teller. So, it's like, my whole thing was, like, I'm going to work my way up. I'm going to be a loan officer. You have to come see me.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. Like, I just wanted to have a regular, degular job.
But after you get out of your job, you go home and you're on your computer, and that's your sort of side gig.
Yeah.
So you were getting, like, a lot of, like, photos from, like, ATL party pics,
mm-hmm.
a lot of, like, you know, like, did you have any special deals with any of these people?
Prince would just send us pictures. Like, even to this day, when I log into my old email account, like, every time there's an event or something going on in Atlanta, like, he's everywhere. Mm-hmm. So he just sends pictures. But with, like, Wire Images and Getty Images, like, I paid for the fucking pictures. Mm-hmm. So, like,
yeah.
That's why, like, watermarking and whatever, like, you know, I don't like watermarking stuff. I think it looks ugly. But, like, bitch, I paid for this picture. You're not about to just steal my shit.
Right.
So, yeah.
So who's the first person that you wrote about that, like, went really viral?
When Birdman and Baby was kissing. And everybody thought it was Photoshop. I mean, Birdman and Baby, that's the same
thing. I know.
Oh, yeah. When Birdman and Wayne was kissing, and everybody was like,
that's your friend's baby.
Yeah.
No, side note. Y'all remember when Birdman was calling himself Beatrice?
Yes.
Like, don't y'all think that's kind of like a drag name?
Yeah.
Birdman just been hiding in plain sight this whole fucking time.
Oh, my God.
Beatrice. That's Beatrice, bitch.
Wait, does he still have his oil company?
I don't think so.
No.
I know he's probably still got a damn tattoo.
On the side of, yeah. But so when that came out, you saw it with the page traffic and with the comments?
What the?
The reaction.
Oh, no, it just went viral, and it was just bringing a lot of people. Like, the traffic went up.
Did somebody send you the picture?
Yeah, somebody sent it. It was like, yo, check this out.
And did you think it was Photoshopped?
No, I thought it was real. It was, like, a lot of, like, pictures back in the day, like, that used, like, you could really tell, like, it was some shit was Photoshopped. Like, it was a picture of Keisha Cole that somebody Photoshopped onto a naked body. We was like, nah, bitch, this is Photoshopped. But that... We knew. And then we came out with that stunt on my daddy remiss. He was like, hell yeah, because of my dad. I'm like, see, told
you, ho. Oh, my God. Hey, guys, we just want to interrupt this podcast for a few seconds to remind you that our lined notebook, Rhyme Book, is available for sale at Amazon.com, at BarnesandNoble.com, or itsthereal.com, itsthereal.com. We got a chance to see a bunch of people with rhyme books at our live show last Wednesday in New York, but also we got to see one in person and got to sign it for our guy,
Young Reg 718, who is from New York but living in Atlanta. He and his wife came through and asked us to sign his rhyme book, which was an honor and a pleasure, in the parking lot outside of the Trap Music Museum. It was just really, really cool to do that.
Yeah, we also could have done edibles with him. There was some girl who was slinging edibles in the parking lot, but we decided not to.
Yeah, they hustle edibles. They hustle. There were kids who were hustling the chance to valet cars.
Mm-hmm.
We hustle books.
Yeah,
that is our hustle. Rhyme book, our line notebook with a lot of It's the Real original material in there. Go get that at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, itsthereal.com. And now, back to the podcast.
Was there anything that you had to take down?
No, because I'm like, this is my shit. So
did you hear from anybody from Cash Money?
No.
Wow.
Child, them niggas, this is early internet. They ain't know how to work no damn. This is before social media. Social media has come along and helped out a lot of fucking people.
Do you think social media has changed the way that I mean, it ended blogs
pretty much? Yeah.
Yeah, like, it's funny because, like, I remember where we were with Young Sav and Steve-O, Best of Both Offices, mm-hmm. when they were still working at Def Jam, and they were like, yo, blogs, done. We don't even deal with them anymore.
Child, yeah. Remember they used to have them fucking, they used to play the new music on the phone with us?
Yeah.
Yes.
That raggedy
the conference calls?
First of all.
You get to ask a question of Rick Ross?
Yes. Yeah. And I'm not even that, because I remember the last time that I ever called in was when they had premiered that birthday song, the 2 Chainz.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck is this? Because, you know, the first time you hear something, it's already kind of like, it takes you off guard.
Yeah.
But then to hear it over a phone, like, yo. You know, they used to come in and be, this is Chainz. We was on Twitter talking shit. I don't know, I'm going to go check my old tweets.
But there were always like 40 people on these phone calls,
yes.
Too.
Yes. It was just used to be raggedy as fuck, but I used to call.
Did you ever consider signing to a network because Nah Right was going to sign to Complex, or 2 Dope Boys were going to sign to Complex, or like the Up Rocks guys were doing what they were doing?
Yep. And I used to try to like get on to like certain, I felt like, popping networks, but it would never work out for me because, again, I wasn't going to play the game with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what I say is what I say.
Mm-hmm.
What I write is what I write. And like, I cuss a lot. Mm-hmm. So I'm not toning shit now.
Yeah.
So I eventually did do a deal with Buzz Media back in the day. But like, I, you know, try to connect and do everything with Complex. But looking back, I'm glad I ain't get down with none of these motherfuckers. Because at the end of the day, everybody went under.
And they would own your shit.
Yep. So it was like, I was at that point trying to transition out anyway. So I'm just like, I don't give a fuck about this blog shit. Because I knew something else was about to bubble.
Yeah.
You know, so it was like, I'm about to cash out and take this money and do something else with it.
What was your last post? Did you do a goodbye post?
It's fucked up. It was by Joe Budden and Esther Baxter. And that's all I'm going to say.
Oh, my
Y'all
God.
Y'all can put 2 and 2 together with
it. Yeah. Would people want you to post more regularly, or did you take it more seriously and you're like, I'm going to do this many posts
a day?
I took
it more seriously because it was like, at that point, like, it was just a lot more content floating around because, like, 2005... You know, we didn't really know where to go to get pictures and news. And, like, black celebrities weren't as big. Or nobody really gave a fuck about them as much as, like, blogs did.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, it wasn't for bloggers. Like, a lot of people, you know, especially these reality people, reality television motherfuckers, like, just wouldn't be around.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, just regular media wasn't covering black celebrities. Like, if you wasn't Rihanna, Beyonce, Jay-Z, or Chris Brown, nobody gave a fuck about you.
Mm-hmm.
Other than blogs.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like, BET.com used to be, like, really just shitty, too. Like, they wasn't even really covering the people that they was having, you know, on television every day. So
who do you think you really broke,
as far as like,
like, did a good service for like an artist, like you were like, you know what, I really,
it's not even real artists, this is random people from the internet that would be on YouTube, like Ray Dahl, the Why Must I Cry nigga. Like like him and this girl named Nala West that used to make random videos for YouTube. This is like a bunch of just, you know, random people. So I didn't do, because I wasn't posting like music or nothing. Like,
right.
I left all of that to Concrete Loop. I feel like Concrete Loop broke Drake, Carrie Hilson, Janelle Monae, and a whole bunch of shit. Shout out to Brian over there.
Mm.
But like, as far as me, I ain't give a fuck about.
But do you feel like you don't get enough credit for what, Because I'll say I feel that way.
I feel like you absolutely do not get enough credit.
I don't,
for...
but it's just like I don't give a fuck about the credit because I'm just like, dude, the credit come with a check. If not, then whatever.
No, but you got a lot of kids out there.
Yeah, all these bitches is my son. Yeah. Like nothing. Like, but the thing about it is, you know, you could be influenced, but you'll never be me. So it's like it's only so much like trying to copy. Like even. Like now, when we do record a podcast once every 4 years, like you know, y'all got sons out there too. You know, people just come along and try to copy your shit.
Yeah.
So it's like I don't even really care.
So when you decided to put an end to regular blogging, what was the plan after that?
I always wanted to like transition into like marketing work, but at the same time, like I ended up transitioning to writing for television.
Right. But so the marketing stuff was just intrinsic, right? Mm-hmm. Like it wasn't like you had formal training in it. You just you knew what worked, you knew what didn't work. And so who recognized that on your behalf?
As far as like what I should be doing?
No. Did someone like come to your company and say, "You know what? I like what you've done organically there. Can you come do that with us?"
Oh no, it was just me putting myself out saying like, "Yo, come holler at your girl. I'm here to help."
Yeah.
Because like I was working with a lot of bloggers and personalities behind the scenes and giving them game. I'm just like, wait a minute. You need to be charging y'all for this.
Yeah.
Like, games be sold, not to be told.
Yeah.
So, like, I was like, I need to get a check.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. And it was just fun. It's just like, I like challenging myself. I get bored easily. Mm-hmm. So it's like, at that point with blogging, it's not hard. Once you've been doing something like 10 years, just like pull up a picture like, oh, you're on a red carpet, your feet ashy.
Right,
there's only so many jokes I can say about that shit.
Yeah. Did anyone hit you and say like, yo, we miss you and wish you would come back?
All the time, yes. And I'm just like, for what? No. Why?
Right.
I mean, it was mostly us.
Nah, y'all was out doing y'all shit too. I always liked y'all from the beginning. I was like, they funny as fuck. I get it.
You leave the blogging world.
And then TV comes into your life.
Mm-hmm. And but I was writing for TV when I was still blogging.
Really?
Yep.
I always knew that you were working for TV, but I never knew any other details outside of that.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, how did that first TV conversation go?
It was a random email. I got hit up. A guy from Hollywood hit me.
Pharrell.
He was like, you know, I've been following your site for years. And matter of fact, you know, I sent you some stuff some years ago and you posted about it and And we're writing this show. We're working, you know, I just got this deal and I'm just like, how do I know if this is even real?
Right, right.
So I, you know, did my Googles. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Kirsten Star. And I was like, oh, this is really legit. What are you talking about? And so I was like, cool, you know, fly me out. Treat me like an Instagram bad bitch. And we can make something happen. And, you know, that was my first writer's room.
They did fly you out.
Mm-hmm. I was there for like a whole week, I think.
Had you been to LA before?
Yeah. A bunch of times.
You hadn't been in a writer's room. Had you collaborated with anyone regardless? Okay, so you are you.
Yeah.
And by the way, did you understand that what they wanted was you? Because some people in that situation are like, all right, I'm going to go and try to like play the game and like see what the room's like and work with this person, that person. How confident were you in your abilities, not being, you know, a writer, not being like in that sense?
And I was confident because I'm like, I knew, you know when you're funny, you know when you have something to offer or whatever. So it's like, you fucking with me, you fucking with the best. I'm like Tony Montana out here. So it's like, okay.
That's so dope. That's so dope.
I'm not even worried about it. And my first writer's room was a shit because... That's when I met Gerard Carmichael, who was at that time just starting off with stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
L-Boy from Lord of Squad and all of them crazy kids.
Mm-hmm.
From Odd Future.
Yeah.
Some writers from The Tonight Show and all a bunch of other shows or whatever. And the head of our room was Pootie Tang Lance.
Oh, my God.
So that shit was the shit.
What show was this?
It was for a bunch of shows at that time. Like, it was just throwing out different concepts with different just, you know, sketches and all whatever. So, it was like some stuff ended up on Lord of Squad and some stuff ended up, like, animated and some stuff. I don't even know.
Oh, so this was all for Adult Swim?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it was like Adult Swim slash
Fox Animation Domination or something like it was called at the time.
And you had the best time.
Yeah, it was like fun for me because it was around my birthday. So it's just like they flew me out actually on my birthday.
Wow. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah. May 6th. But
what kind of hours did you do?
It was like we would get there around maybe 8 to 5 or something like that. Yeah. So to me, it just felt like working on a school project all day. And then at the end of the day, you present your project to the class. Like, it was fun.
What are you most proudest of from that time?
Like the sketches.
Mm-hmm.
I had one called Real Rap that was like, you know, you take rap lyrics and like have it like acted out.
Mm-hmm.
And I did one for like the remix, the They Know Young Jeezy verse.
Yeah.
Oh, no, not that. It was like Put On or something. When he was like, my passenger's a red bone. We would like some curly fries and shit. And it was like, oh, this sound real lame, but it was funny. Trust me, it was funny when I did it.
Was there anything that you wanted to get done that they couldn't visualize and you wish they made?
Yeah, but like I can't even remember because like in that writer's room, like I was the only woman, and then I was, you know, the only woman of color. But it was like maybe about 2 or 3 of black people in there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like my kind of sense of humor and like where I'm coming from, perspective or whatever. Like, yeah. You know, they didn't really get it. But
What did your mom think when you were flown out?
She was like, you doing what? I'm just going to be doing shit. Like, even now, she was like, an interview? What kind of job is it? Like, no.
By the way, you're doing okay. I hope that you get hired.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You get one writer's room under your belt. You come back home.
Mm-hmm.
Did you think, I like that and I want to go back and do it again?
Yeah, I was like, this is cool. Like, this is easy money. It was like, it's fun just sitting around and bullshit and be silly all day. I was like, this is really what this shit is?
And did you think of something on your own that you were like, I'd like to do this and get my own shit made?
Nah. Because, like, even though, like, I end up doing, like, different concepts and things for television, like, I'm not a writer. Like, I don't think
Who
so.
Says?
I do. I just, you know, I don't know. I'm lazy, man. I ain't got, that's too much work. I was talking to the head over at Baller Alert because she's putting together like a lot of dope content, you know, for their app as far as like different like scripted television shows and stuff. She's like, yeah, girl, you know, you ever wrote a script? I'm like, a full out script? Nope. Do I want to write one? Nope. Like, people hit me up all the time. I'm just like, nah, that ain't me, man. That ain't me.
Before you went to that writer's room, did you like look up like the screenwriters, like, you know, format? Did you think of like, you know, oh, okay, I got to structure it like this or anything?
I have to write in Courier font.
Nah. Because and I was blogging at the time. So it's like any free time I had, like I was worried about my content because I'm just like, this is just a one-off thing. Like, to me, I'm thinking in my head, like, this is a free trip for my birthday. I don't give a fuck about none of this shit.
So you come back home and were you still getting into the marketing side of things?
Mm-hmm.
And how many people hit you up on the sort of idea that they wanted to do what you had done?
When I first put it out there that I was working with just like regular clients that was like anybody that's not industry, it was immediate. Like, I had plenty of clients just booming.
This was Coach Me Up Fresh or not?
Yeah, Coach Me Up Fresh. Yeah. Once I put it out there, like, yo, you know, I'm offering consulting services. Here's my contact. Here's how you get in touch with me. Here's what I'm charging. And boom.
Do you ever think about like, all right, like I wish people would do different things than just trying to copy what I did?
Yeah. I feel like when people kind of settle into being themselves, which is why I think like people are way more entertaining on Twitter a lot of times than they are when they break off and write content on their own sites. Because I'm just like, if y'all presented y'all content like you do these tweets, because you're so good at self-editing and really breaking through noise and really being descriptive, apply that shit to what other things that you got going on. It'll be better. But.
Yeah. What major event did you really love sitting on Twitter and just going in on?
I used to like live tweeting the BET Awards.
Yeah.
That's how I got the bulk of my followers. So I just do that shit every year.
But also like reality shows.
Yeah, reality shows too.
And I yeah, but like when shows. Ace Hood's bezel like fell off, like that.
Oh God!
That was a legendary
for the culture.
That was a legendary moment.
Yeah.
Where were you?
Yeah, yeah.
But like live events, like or shit that I got invited to,
when they had that big Watch the Throne party in Miami, and they flew like a bunch of like bloggers and bad bitches down. And I was like, I gotta be in the city. I gotta be seeing what's going on. And so, you know, we got this great treatment. It was like me, Daytwan, Thomas, Nicole Bitchy, you know, Robin from Baller Alert, and some hoes. And so, so we all like chilling, like we in like the super VIP with like the rest of these famous motherfuckers. And I seen like how much of this shit was like a zoo. I was like, boy, you can't pay me to be famous. Fuck this. But I was live tweeting for my BlackBerry the whole time. And I was in Club Live with my fucking flip flops on. Like I had real flip flops, like $2 from Walmart. But I was like dressed up from like Nita.
Yeah. So did you just stay there and like look from afar, or were you
like,
just
like
running up to the fishbowl?
Like,
yeah.
Yo, like they go Kim Ford on the side. She a bad one in person. Like just talking about stuff like that. That was fun. But it was like really weird. Oh, and Julia Beverly was there. I was joking with her. I was like, this is our Illuminati initiation party. That's when they came out that big ass bottle of Ace of Spades. Remember they was in that big old, what's shit called, a cartwheel?
Yeah.
Not a cart.
The wheelbarrow.
Yeah.
Oh, the cartwheel is like the thing at the airports.
And
yeah.
And I'm thinking about the Target app. Yeah. 5%. But like, and we was all drinking that nasty ass shit, and it was pouring from the big bottom. Like, this Illuminati, man.
When we did our live show when we were rapping at SOBs in New York, right? Our one of our big ideas was we hit up Young Sav, who was working, you know, with Bel Air and MMG at the time, and we're like, yo, can we get some of those Magnum bottles and just drag them onto stage with us?
Listen, yes.
Spend like 45 minutes trying to pop these bottles.
It ain't even good. Like.
We were at Atlantic Records one time, and they made a toast to somebody. It was somebody's birthday. And Bel Air got like sprayed all over the room, and Tax Stone goes, why does it smell like Rick Ross's piss in here?
I'm dying.
Coach Me Up Fresh is getting you a lot of people coming in. Did you think that there was another iteration of what you did with Crunktastical that you could take to another form of media, whether that was going to be videos, whether that was going to be TV, or whether that was going to be something that you couldn't even like imagine at the time?
Yes, but it was like a couple years later down the road, because I was just so over blogging.
Right.
I was like, I spent my whole 20s talking about other motherfuckers and seeing what they got going on. I do not care.
Right.
So it really wasn't until like maybe like a couple years ago. I'm just like, okay, well, you know, podcasting that next wave.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and you know, y'all know Chris.
Mm-hmm.
So
shout out to Chris Morrow. Yeah.
He was always just like super encouraging and just like, yo, you should do a podcast. You should do a podcast. I'm like, who the fuck want to listen to me talk? Like, no, I don't want to do a podcast. But, you know, a trip I made to New York, I ended up doing the Combat Jack show in the Reed that same week.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was really fun. I was like, okay, this isn't so bad. Maybe I could do this. And then at the time, you know, Combat, he was just really like, yo, you need to do that.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I don't know. But then as I did the read, I'm like, okay, well, maybe this can be something. Because, like, the response I got was way better than what I thought it was going to be. Because I was like, man, your listeners going to say, don't ever have this bitch on here again. Please. Just like y'all listeners probably going to be like, no.
You know what? It's interesting because I think people find a lot of inspiration from seeing a person's journey and recognize a lot of stuff. And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who are not from big cities who don't want to blog anymore. Or by the way, miss that whole blogging era, who are going
to
hear your story
shout
and just
out to
be
y'all
like,
for
well,
missing
fuck
that bullshit. Good for y'all. Hove went through that, so you hopefully you
exactly
have to that.
You know, it's crazy, though, because the speed of Twitter just changed everything.
Yeah.
Like, we stopped making videos because we were just like, the shit we would put together in 1 week, now someone could just type 140 characters. And
it didn't Vine and all that shit. It was just like, but that's one thing I kind of miss with y'all videos, because y'all shit was thought out and well executed. Like, now, you got motherfuckers. He's like, what is this? This is not it. And you don't want to say nothing because then you sound like a hater. You
right.
know what I'm saying? But, like,
well, yeah,
y'all old shit better than people new shit.
Yeah, well,
first of all, thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. You've met Minya.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because like I don't know who you've met. We've never met.
Nah, I meet some everybody.
You stay low.
Yeah.
Are you best friends with any artists that we should know about?
if anything, like, I'll be real cool with everybody, wives and aunts and stuff like that. But, like, nah.
You didn't
I'm not trying to be their friend.
You didn't get cool with Bobby Brown. You didn't get.
I wish I was cool with fucking Bobby Brown.
You didn't get cool with Rick Ross.
No.
Titty Boy. Mm-mm. None of them. Wayne.
No. I used to do, like, some consulting work with Baybat Music. And y'all still blogging, still getting that extra, you know.
Wow.
Little chick check.
Not Kanye. You're not close with him. Mm-mm. Not close with.
Well, if anybody I'll be close to will be like Big Boy. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, Killer Mike.
There's certain people who.
Killer Mike is the best.
There's certain people who get it, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's who have great sense of humor and don't have a problem with, like, you're going to say something? Yeah. All right. Like, I get it.
And then, like, you know, I'm all about jokes. So, like, I'm not out here trying to ruin nobody's fucking life. Like, you out here having an affair on your wife or your girl or whatever. Like, I'm not about to do a post about that because I don't give a fuck about it.
Right.
No, that's something you send to somebody else and then they put it up on their account.
Those are the people that don't get invited. The people just learn, love to hate and, you know, faces just get like, ugh, you here?
Right.
You know?
Do you think the tone has changed in the last, like, 5 years?
Yes, it's a lot just more, like, abrasive and people just assholes. Somebody can get fucked up out here.
Yeah.
Like, people just doing too much. It's corny.
Do you fuck with the young kids now?
I love young people. They
Gunna,
get it.
Gunna.
Yes.
Lil Baby.
I love Lil Baby. I'm the biggest Lil Baby fan. Oh, my God. I watched Preacher Man like twice when it came out. His documentary. I love
Lil Baby. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was on Rosenberg's Complex show, Open Late.
As a panelist. As a panelist?
He doesn't.
What the fuck Lil Baby got to talk about?
Lil Baby, that's the best. He doesn't talk.
Yeah, so it was Rosenberg, it was Nadeska, and it was Lil Baby. And this is around the time of, like, the royal wedding.
Yeah.
And so they go down the line and they're like, hey,
what type of raggedy shit is this?
So Rosenberg was like, you know, should we care about the royal wedding? And my answer obviously would be like, you know, no, who cares? But Lil Baby, he goes, who?
Yeah.
Exactly, because first of all, Lil Baby probably wasn't born when Princess Diana and all that, the big royal wedding happened.
Oh, definitely not.
So he probably, was he even born when she died? Like, how old is Lil Baby?
Probably not. Yeah, he's a young kid.
So, like, he doesn't. Lil Baby's a real Atlanta nigga. We do not care about that shit.
What do you do now when people hit you up and it's not even about entrepreneurship. It's not about marketing. It's not about anything that's in your wheelhouse. They're just like, yo, Fresh, I got 16 for you right now.
16 what? Inches? You trying to send me some free hair? Yeah. Try out some bundles? A lace front? Okay, I'm with it. Other than that, no, because even on my site, like, when I had, like, my little submission area, I used to have, like, yo, I'm not Clive Davis. I can't fucking sign you. Don't send music. And they still would send music. Like, my site was not about that. Like, being out socially with Karen Civil has, like, reaffirmed God's blessing over my life that I'm so glad people don't know what the fuck really that, you know, when they see me, they just like, you just a regular person. Mm-hmm. They're not coming at me with anything.
Oh, yeah. Karen gets all the time.
All the time. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, girl, what the fuck? How you just, no.
Right.
Because we could really just be over, just chilling, talking somewhere. And here goes some, you know.
Someone wants to be introduced to YG.
it's so awkward. And when you're just really just like, bro, this is really not the time and the place. And if somebody says that, then you walk away in your feelings and, yo, they wouldn't give me no time. And you go on your Twitter rant about whatever. But it's just like, dog.
Yeah, I was saying to Eric, because we were walking around Atlanta in a spot that we probably shouldn't have been walking. Because we don't know where the fuck we go.
Right. But, it was kind of lit downstairs as far as, like, they look like some rappers.
No, we're doing it right here.
Oh, yeah. Here it's okay. Yeah. We've definitely walked back from Magic City and, like, wait a minute. Maybe we shouldn't be walking by the Greyhound station.
Oh, God. Y'all can get peed on. Yeah. They going to thank y'all old buddy from Noisy.
Oh. Who went down and did the Migos shit?
Yes. Yeah. Him.
Thomas.
They think y'all Thomas boy.
But what's it called? So I was saying to Eric that, you know, all these people will hit you up and will be like, you know, trying to give you music, trying to give you these things. And it's like, don't do that. Like, you know, I'm not out here telling people, like, hey, like, listen to my podcast. Like, you have to have more confidence in yourself than that, and, like, people will find it.
Yeah. You don't have to press people.
Nah. Like, it depends. Like, if you, like, little homie on the street in front of the flea market or whatever, like, I may fuck with you and spend $5. Mm-hmm. But other than that, like, I'd rather buy your music than you just trying to tell me what I need to listen to. Like, you need to hear this. I don't need to do shit.
Right. Yeah. Right.
But like, if you out here really on your hustle or whatever, depending on how well you sell yourself, and if I can test your disc and make sure you ain't selling me no blank ass disc, you know, because that shit happened.
Whoa.
Really?
Not to me, but to other people.
Oh, again. That's a very smart finesse, though. Yeah, oh, so shouts to everybody out there who's really like smart. Making that real money.
The worst hustle that I fell into was I bumped into, or rather, I was accused of bumping into someone. This couple was walking down the street. We were coming back from some club in the city, and someone I thought bumped into me. They thought I bumped into them, and they dropped a liquor bottle, right? And it exploded, and they were like, yo, it's our anniversary tonight, and you just fucked up my whole time.
Like, oh. And like, my bad.
No, oh, they demanded like all the cash I had on me, and I gave it to them.
Oh, hell
I'm a
nah.
sucker.
Never get, nah.
I'm a sucker.
So you should have been with me that day.
I know,
you
yeah.
Some people out.
Yeah, you would have been like Remy time. Ma, just like, bop, bop, bop.
Right. Somebody's getting shot in the stomach. Like, I'm not doing, like, got me fucked up.
Yeah. So now you're being approached by people talking about, you know, doing a podcast regularly. Mm-hmm. You're being approached by people who want marketing advice from you. You're being approached by people in the TV business who want you to be a part of things. What do you want to do?
All of it.
And more.
Mm-hmm. I'm just like, just have to work out my schedule. Just
yeah.
Let me figure it out.
Hairdressing, forensics.
Yes, because I tell my best friend all the time, like, look, we need to open up our little glam shop. We can still make this happen.
This mm-hmm. is the same friend who loves Wayne?
No.
Do you only have one friend?
It feel like it sometimes. My partner in crime, who I actually record the podcast, Sorationist. Because like, I'm just like, you need to hurry up. Because I'm always trying to get him to move to Atlanta, even though I don't want to live here. Just like, yo, you move to Atlanta, we get our glam shop popping. And, you know, we just get these bags this way.
Yep. So, all right. So you got all these things on the plate. You mm-hmm. are actively, for everyone who's wondering, you are actively doing all these things.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
I just don't talk about what I do. Like,
right.
But if I kind of drop off the map a lot of times, like, you know, it's because I'm really actually busy.
Yeah.
And I'm not one of these people that feel like obligated to show and tell.
Well, that's a great thing, by the way, about not going to all the social events, because you don't have to explain yourself, because people always
ask. I'm
not
going to explain myself any fucking way if I don't feel like doing it. Like, it's like some people feel a way, like, if you don't tell them something. And I'm kind of thinking in my head, like, but is it for you to really know? Like, me and right. you aren't that cool. Like,
yeah.
And they're just like, you should talk more about what you're doing. Should I? No. For what? I'm just like, yo, as long as my mom and my daddy know.
Yeah.
I don't really care about, you
and,
know.
And little baby.
Yes.
Little baby can know.
Oh, my God. I love little baby. Y'all don't understand. I am a fan. I don't know why I like that little boy.
Wah.
Yes. I just think he reminds me of so many people that I just know.
Do Coach and P know how you feel?
I don't think so.
Oh.
But I remember the first time I met Coach was through like Joy IE, because we all had like some kind of lunch together. And as soon as I started talking, he was like, I know where you from. I was like, really? Like, yes, you are really Geechee. I was like, yes. Finally, that's the only person I ever met who could pick up on my accent and tell, you know, where I was from. And that was like years and years and years ago. Probably like 10 years ago.
Man. What color was his beard?
It was black. Like, he wasn't like Papa Smurf. Like,
yeah.
I love Coach K.
Look at what all those artists have done to his hair.
Yes. Oh, God. I love all of them, though.
All those artists?
City Girls. Yes.
Oh, City Girls are popping.
Free JT.
Yeah.
Until it's backwards.
What else do we miss?
Y'all got pretty much everything. I feel like I should be asking y'all some damn questions.
No, we're just, you know.
Well, you want to know what? Do me a favor. And even though, like, you won't tell your story to people when they ask you, like, you know, on the street and stuff, mm-hmm. when they're like, you know, like, Fresh, you should talk more about yourself. Talk about us.
Yeah.
Tell our story to everybody.
Oh, you are pressing people to listen to our podcast.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do.
Yo, Fresh, we love you so much. I'm so
love
glad
y'all
that we...
It took a long, long time.
But we're here. Yep. We're here. We really got your phone number.
We still
got
to go to Magic City one of these times.
Let's go. Let's go walk there.
Yeah, what are you doing right now?
I'm about to say what time it is. They do got good lunch.
Let's go. Let's walk over there. Let's see everyone. You tell them to listen to our podcast, and we'll tell them to listen to yours.
Yo, Fresh, it's our turn, baby.
Okay. Listen, I got plenty of Manny Fresh.
Oh, my
lyrics
God.
Memorized.
Oh, my God. Fresh, you're the best.
Y'all
congratulations
the best,
on all of the stuff that you've been working on.
None of y'all official groupies. Let's go.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. My last story. Okay, so Eric and I were in an Uber. We were driving out.
Here?
Yeah, we were driving out to a party last night. these women. She's like talking about how she's she won a lot of radio contests. She's like a woman in her 40s, yep. Black woman. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I'm going to Europe, I'm going to London, I'm going to Paris. Yeah, no, she's popping.
Yeah.
And so she was like, nice woman. We're talking about music or whatever. Mm-hmm. And out of nowhere, she just goes, do y'all date interracially?
Damn, she's trying to get chose.
I know.
I said, I'm trying to turn that shit into the bang bus. God damn. Keep your pussy to yourself.
I said, 3 stars.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to take y'all somewhere and wear y'all out.
Wet fresh. And wild.
Yeah.
The old women and pregnant women got the best pussy, so they want to try it out.
Yo, Fresh, thanks so much for coming through.
It's a pleasure.
We love you.
It's a pleasure
you.
To spend my money to come.
No, yeah.
Spend money to record. That's right. A podcast.
That's right.
It's gonna be the last podcast I record.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to this new episode of A Waste of Time with It's the Real Jeff. If you want to find out more about us, I'm Eric, the one with the curly hair. That is Jeff, the one with glasses, and he's the tall one. Together, we are It's the Real, one word, no apostrophe, no spaces. If people want to find out more about our podcast, it's called A Waste of Time with It's the Real, 211 episodes strong, as well as our other podcast with the locks called Two Jews and Two Black Dudes Review the Movies. And number one, if people are still like, yo, which one of you are the Jews? Dead that. Look at us, listen to us. We're the Jews, they're the black dudes, and yes, Jadakiss fell asleep when we were coming up with the idea in the first place. That's why it's only two black dudes. Again, not the Jews. We are the Jews, they're the black dudes. It's called Two Jews and Two Black Dudes Review the Movies. Go check that out. If people want to find out more about anything that's going on with us, Jeff, where can they go?
You can always go to itsthereal.com, itsthereal.com. No apostrophes, no spaces. We have all of our merch, all of our tour dates, all of our, I don't know, contact info, all that. It's on itsthereal.com. If you're looking for all of our old episodes and our new episodes of our podcast, A Waste of Time with It's the Real, search for it. A Waste of Time with It's the Real on iTunes. Search for soundcloud.com/A Waste of Time, or if you're looking for our podcast, Two Jews and Two Black Dudes, which is not four Jews and no black dudes, or two Jews and two fake Jews, or any of the other combinations you can think of, then go to soundcloud.com/2Jews2BlackDudes. Twitter at It's The Real, Facebook at It's The Real, Instagram at It's The Real. If you're looking for our music, it is on Spotify and all other streaming services.
Search It's The Real.
Search It's The Real, or search The Lock and then get to It's The Real.
There you go.
And also, we are on...
You can find us on Peachtree. You can find us on Cortland.
Yeah, anywhere in Atlanta. You
can find us on the MARTA.
Yeah, we're there.
We're moving around. Mm-hmm. Shout out to everyone down in Atlanta. Jeff, we love the fact that so many people appreciate what we do. And please know, the appreciation goes both ways. And that's why we love to shout you guys out. Keep spreading the word. Keep telling people about It's the Real. And keep telling us in real life if our shit means something to you. Because, man, that means something to us. So, Jeff, who do you want to shout out today?
I have so many people from Atlanta to shout out. I want to shout out Yo. I want to shout out Ty. I want to shout out Phil Winter. I want to shout out Childish Major, Juan Vidal, Jewels Pierrot, Nate Adams. I want to shout out Sunny Digital, who we met. I want to shout out John B. and Yukon and Kalechi. And I also want to shout out, oh my God, there's so many more. Zach Cohen. I want to shout out Green Lantern. I want to shout out Wig. Lil James, Kirsten Daniel, and one more person who was actually not in Atlanta but wanted us to sign a ticket, which we weren't able to sign for him. I want to shout out Jesus Estrada, who is in Denver and got shouted out on the LMA episode, but this is the second one.
All right.
And only one more until he gets a free frozen yogurt.
Jeff, I want to shout out a bunch of guys who drove up from Charlotte for our live podcast, as they've done for past live podcasts. I want to shout out another podcast. They are the Three Thirds Podcast.
Competition.
I want to shout out Chino, Jerry, Jaleel, and Miles. Jeff, you get to guess which one of them did not make our live show. You know what? I don't want to talk about it. They know, and they understand deep in their heart that they made a mistake by not being there. But shout out to the guys who did make it to our show, for sitting right up front, and for driving 12 or 13 hours through no rain, but that's fine. It was still a long drive up to New York
and an even longer one home.
We were so thrilled that they were in the building, sitting right there, and got to experience the first ever two Jews and two black Jews review the movies live. Thanks to everybody who was in the building. Thanks to everybody who stayed afterwards to tell us how much they enjoyed the show. And thanks to everybody who was spreading the word about this empire of ours. Two Jews and two black Jews review the movies. We so appreciate everybody who was a part of such an exceptional week. As always, Jeff, not for real, for real.
Sure, sure.
See you guys next week.